sorry, I don't know why I start with laughing. I have no idea why I do that.
And literally all the time. It's been a thing.
It has
since
been.
We started. When did we start, by the way?
Was it 2022? No, 2021.
You're
actually.
Kidding.
Yeah. 2021 should be September. I think should be September.
We're in 2024, guys.
Yes, girl.
Oh, my days.
Okay. Hello and welcome to the Little Mental Health Project. We haven't done that in a while.
Yeah.
We haven't welcomed anyone in a while.
Yeah.
And also, like, last time someone said, no, you guys need to, like, you know, make sure you let people know mm-hmm. that when you record, you guys are just random. You don't
yes.
have, like, a scripted thing. Because I think for someone that's just starting to listen to the podcast for the first time, they'll be like, what's happening here?
What's the vibe?
So, yeah, what's the vibe?
Okay.
So we're just putting it out there that these are typical conversations that, like, Mai and I have, like, on a random day. So we just, you know, share those conversations because we realize that we have fire conversations.
We really do.
Yeah.
We
so
really do.
That is why we're here.
Yeah.
What's up?
What's
How
up,
you doing?
Boo? I'm good. How are you? I'm just so glad to be doing this. Mm. Like, hey, we've been trying though.
Yeah, the internet has been like, no, you guys need to meet in person and do this. And the last time we did this was last year, June.
Yes.
That's the last, I think it was July. I think that's the last time we recorded in person.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm glad to be doing this, to be able to look at you.
Yeah, I'm like, so glad. Know,
So this is good.
Yeah, how are you, boo?
I'm good. Outside of struggling with anxiety, like, I have this weird, anxiety in itself is weird, but it's just, I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm afraid of so many things.
Really?
Like, I just have these unrealistic imaginations about how everything could go wrong. Typical anxiety stuff. Only it's starting to cripple me in the sense that, like, now I can't sleep. I'll go to bed and I'll be like, yay, going to bed on time. Like, if I'm out by 11, I'm like, I've done a thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then by 2, I'm up and I'm so anxious, you know? And, like, it's been happening several nights in a row. I know there's been things that have happened, like, the past couple of weeks in my life that maybe reminded me of something that was traumatic, and I think it wasn't dealt with properly. And I'm like, because I'm trying to process that and, like, deal with it on my own.
Yeah.
And so I think because, you know, like, what trauma will do sometimes is awaken your depression, sometimes your anxiety.
Yeah.
So I think what it has done is awakened my anxiety.
Aww.
And I don't want to talk about not being financially independent today because I don't want to dwell on that.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I also have anxiety surrounding that. But there's anxiety everywhere, like regarding my relationship, regarding my life, regarding the people I love, like, am I going to wake up tomorrow and be alive? You know, if I get in a car, am I going to not get in an accident? So it's just been, like, really, really hectic anxiety that keeps me up. Because I wake up because I'm anxious. Like, I was sleeping, and then my body says, hey, it's time to wake up now so we can overthink everything.
Oh,
yeah. So
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, that's what's been happening.
I'm really sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
How long ago did this start?
I would say, I think I've been experiencing this maybe going into 2 weeks now. Like, a couple of days going into 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it's like, okay, like, I know I suffer from anxiety, so I'm okay with, like, sometimes I'm going to be overly anxious.
Yeah.
But it's just, I haven't been this anxious in a while.
Right.
And the fact that it's waking me up, like, I'm asleep, and my brain is like, get up, it's time to be anxious, you know? So, yeah, I haven't been sleeping well. And I'm just trying to navigate that and see how best I can, like, you know, not be anxious anymore. But that's what's been going on. Like, I have a lot of anxiety. I think I can actually say that in a very long time, because, like, I know, like, I struggle with anxiety, but I haven't being on, I feel like crying.
Oh,
I haven't been struggling.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Oh my gosh, why did you why am I hearing this for the first time?
Because I thought, oh, okay, no, it's gonna go away. Because normally, like, you know, you have exams and you'll be anxious about your exams. Yeah, yeah. And once the exams pass, then you're anxious about the results. Yeah. You understand that. Because, like, okay, that's the normal way of life. Yeah. But, like, and then it goes away, you know. Yeah. But now it's just, like, I'm just anxious, you know. And it's making me so insecure as a human being. Like, I'm just
really sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I'm just feeling really small and somewhat invisible.
Oh my god, are you serious right now? Oh my days, guys. I honestly, like, I want to hug you right now. I just don't want to, like, you know, do it over like this.
I'll start crying.
Okay, and, okay, like, okay.
We have to finish.
Okay, yeah. I'm really sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Aw, boo. What can I do as a friend to, like, support you?
I think maybe I need to, like, maybe, you know, get back into, like, praying a lot more than I normally do. Because even now, as it stands, like I said, it's really just thrown me off balance, you know. When I talk to God, I just say two things to Him, you know, and I'm done. And I'm just, I just have this feeling of numbness, you know, that has kind of, like, taken over, you know. And I'm kind of afraid of drowning in a sense, but I'm trying to keep my head above the waters because I'm like, what is this anxiety, you know? Because I can understand, like, okay, like, granted, now I have, like, a lot of awareness surrounding, like, just my mental health, how my brain works and all that stuff. So, like, I'm able to, like, chest, because I think in one of my therapy sessions, one of the therapists that I was talking to, she suggested when something is happening that's different, and you know your brain is processing things in a way that is not per norm for you, you know, what you need to do is, like, sit and, like, just try and understand, when did this start?
Yes.
At what point? Yeah. So, like, I understand, like, the day that this happened, the day that I started feeling like this, and I've just been trying to, like, navigate that.
Okay.
You know?
So you are aware of the trigger.
I'm aware of the trigger.
Okay.
But it's just one trigger, but now it's kind of like kind of like a domino effect in the sense that it started to, like, trigger other things. So, like, one trigger then just triggers and but I think it's the feeling invisible invisible in the feeling small that is actually, you know, like, really getting to me. Like, when someone tells me, oh, like, oh, I'm about to, like, get on the road, and I'm just like, oh, are they going to be fine? It's crippling.
I can imagine.
Yeah, I think I can admit that I am struggling with anxiety right now. You always think it's gonna go away, but, like, you know, it's headed towards 2 weeks. And you know what they say? You know what they say, like, you know, if you're struggling with that thing for, like, 2 weeks going forward, then, like, it's problematic. And, like, I want to, if it continues, like, if I continue to, like, wake up in the middle of the night and be anxious, then I'm actually going to get the help that I think I should be getting.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's, I feel like I just spoke about me so much.
No. But I mean, like, this podcast is for that. Like, this is, like, a safe space.
Yeah.
I was going through my phone while you were talking, because you're speaking about prayer, and I wanted to just share this with you. Okay. Like, it's not too long, but I wanted to see if I, like, I just wanted to read it out.
Yeah, sure.
So,
please.
Yeah. Did you know there's a prayer called the I Don't Know Prayer? It's very spiritual. You just go off somewhere quiet and hidden, and you walk right up to the heart of God, and you say, I don't know. I don't know where to go from here. I don't know what is happening. I don't know how to process this. I don't know what to do with these emotions. I don't know how to handle this situation. It covers a lot of I don't knows. And then with whatever dusty little sand grain of faith you have, you say, but you know.
Yeah.
You know, God, you know.
I can, wow. Thank you so much for sharing that. I can deeply resonate with that, because I think I said, God, I don't know, a lot. Yep. Like, several times I would be like, listen, I don't know. Help me. Why am I feeling like this? Does everybody feel like this? You know? For me, it's like, does everyone feel like this? Or I'm oversensitive? Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, things like that. Where you start to question your being, you know? Because you genuinely don't know why your mind is doing the things that your mind is doing. Yeah. So, and I think that's why I need to go to the gym.
I was about to ask, what are you doing for it?
Other than my physical health, but, like, exercise really, really grounds me. I cannot stress this enough about how much exercise helps with my mental health. Like, it gives me clarity. It really, really helps. And also, the fact that you get so knackered, you're so tired, you go to bed and you just sleep. Pass out.
Yeah,
you know,
you do.
Like, and your brain might be trying to fight you to make you wake up so you can be anxious and overthink everything in life.
Yeah.
But, like, when you're super, super tired, you just shut down.
Yeah.
So I think that's why I've been like, I have to go every day. I have to go, because at the end of the day, I have to stay on top of it. I have to navigate.
Yeah.
I am the captain of my soul.
Amen.
Captain of my mental health.
Amen,
and I have
girl.
To like navigate that in a way that, you know, doesn't spill out and then starts to affect the people around me.
For sure.
Yeah.
And also something I heard like a while back, like, when your mental health starts to affect your physical health, you gotta be proactive.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's affecting your sleep. And we need rest.
We do.
Yeah. I'm super proud of you for one, like, speaking on it, sharing. And then also, like, taking action. Like, you are being proactive. You know, like, you're going to the gym. Like, you know what to do.
Yeah, you know
what to do. Like, I don't know if I can say I can relate, because right now, like, I'm just, I don't even know what I am. Right?
Yeah.
But, like, I was like, girl, we have to record. We have to record.
Yes.
We have to record. Because for me, these sort of conversations are therapeutic.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
As they are for me.
Exactly. Because I've been going through my own situation. But this, I was like, we need a space.
We need to sit down.
Yeah, we need a space.
Because I actually haven't been able to, like, actively share, like, about how much I'm struggling with anxiety. I've mentioned it to two people, but, like, the one person didn't, like, really, you know, like, I don't know whether to say they didn't care. Okay, that's a bit harsh, but they were like, oh, okay, you know.
Right.
In the other person, I haven't really expressed how much of a struggle I'm having. I just mentioned to them that, like, I'm really struggling with anxiety and it's keeping me up at night. So this was nice to be able to, like, just do this. It makes me feel lighter, and I think it makes me feel seen, because I think I did say that I was kind of feeling small and invisible. So yeah, I like that we did this.
I like that too.
Yeah.
I like that you feel that. One thing I know is not feeling seen, not feeling heard, like, bruh. Like, it's so uncomfortable.
It is so uncomfortable.
So I'm like, we gotta be pouring into you, like, in this season. And I'm, like, big on, like, the foundation, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, I feel like we should start with a vision board session.
We've been talking about the vision since last year.
I'm ready right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Literally, all you need to do is tell me the time, the day and the time.
Yeah.
And, like, let's get into it.
We can do it. We can do it on the weekend.
Yeah.
Or tomorrow, or the day after. I'm flexible.
Okay.
Like, especially this week.
Okay.
And on the weekend as well. I think I'm very, very flexible.
All right.
So, like,
let me check my calendar.
Yeah. Just let's do a thing.
I really want to
vision board. I have a vision board on my Pinterest, but, like, it's, I don't religiously. There was a time I was doing this thing, flowers for Colina thing, and it was so good for me. I literally used to go on Pinterest and find a bouquet of flowers, and then I would send it to my WhatsApp number that I dubbed Vision Board.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then I would, you know, send myself flowers and I'll be like, hi, good morning. Aww. I love you. You know?
That is so cute.
And I used to do that religiously for maybe close to 7 months.
Are you serious? Know? When? Like when was this?
I started that in 2022.
What?
So I did that a lot in 2022. Mm-hmm. Like I would just send myself flowers. No, actually I started in 2021.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll do it every day. It went well over into 2022.
What?
And I think I just stopped. I don't know why, but okay. I think I should get back to it.
I think you should. Yeah, I think you should.
I think I also need constant reminders to myself that, hey, girl, I love you. You know, you're doing the best that you can.
Yeah.
So I think I should go back to that. I should go back to, you know, sending myself flowers. Mm. Maybe even try sending myself physical flowers. I don't know how that works, but yeah.
Yeah, I can arrange that. Mm. I can arrange, especially because we're about to go into a thing with flowers.
Yeah.
Like, if you're a flower, like, flowers bring joy, guys.
They do.
Like, they're so beautiful. There's just like...
The other day, I put flowers on my bed.
Did you?
And I was showing to Yamike and she was laughing at me.
Why?
What are you doing? What? I'm like, I just want to feel nice.
Yeah,
you
know? I just want to feel nice.
I just want to feel nice. So, once in a while, it's a thing that I do. I would just grab some rose petals and put them on my bed and lay down in them, you know.
No, I love that so much because like that's like being so kind to yourself, which is why like I'm obviously we won't share the details here, but I'm so excited to share with you. Like, we're about to romanticize life, guys. Like, that's my thing.
Yeah,
like this year I'm like, you know what, restoration of course, you know, the themes, but then romanticizing life and treating myself with softness.
Exactly. Like, and kindness.
Yeah.
Intentional kindness.
Yeah.
Like, I think when you are someone who has not always, I think, been kind to yourself or had the best self-esteem.
Yeah.
I think the best thing you can do for yourself is to actively and intentionally and I cannot put enough emphasis on intentionally be kind to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't, if you stop, you forget to be kind to yourself, it gets dark very quickly.
Girl.
It gets dark.
It is a problem.
Very, very quickly.
Yes, exactly.
And like, honestly,
you
know when you feel yourself drowning,
you
gotta like try and like make sure that you don't go all the way in, because pulling yourself out of when you've gone all the way in is a lot harder than when you like have awareness and you recognize what's going on and you're actively trying to like, you know, get out of the stuff.
Exactly. Like, I love that.
Yeah.
I was like going through my phone, you can see my because I was like, let me maybe share some notes. Like, I make notes. Like, it's not necessarily journaling, but I'm like, okay, when we do record next, like, maybe these are some of the things. And like, I want to just share some of the ways that I'm being kind to myself. Like, in this season, it's actually, I didn't know how to really articulate it, right? But I was listening to a podcast, I think it was yesterday even, and like, it was basically talking about, you know, when you're on this journey and, you know, it's a transformative journey, etc. You're just trying to step into, you know, your higher self, a better version of yourself. Like, it comes with a lot of, you know, like, emotional... emotional
turbulence.
Exactly. Mm. Especially when you're trying to move from being, like, a people pleaser, right? Which is something I have been for a long time.
Girl!
And it has cost me so much. You know what I'm saying? Like, people pleasing... has cost me so much. So I was listening to this podcast and it spoke about, you know, like when you're on this journey, again, like I'm saying, you also think about how people will respond, right, to this new version of you. How are they going to respond to your increased self-awareness, you know? And now, like, this is what I was like,
Hear it.
I was making these notes, and also just how you own your strengths and your weaknesses, you know, like, these days I'm gonna speak so openly, even about my uncomfortable moments, you know, like, right, this is me, you know what I'm saying? Like, before I would hide, you know, I would lie, I would whatever, because I didn't want to seem some type of way.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
But like when you're on this journey, it's okay to own them, your strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah.
You know?
And in owning them, you're also honoring yourself.
Exactly.
Because you're like, I'm showing up as who I am.
Exactly.
Without necessarily being comfortable with the aspects that don't serve me or those around me.
Exactly.
You know? So I'm actively trying to be better.
Exactly.
But I'm also honoring myself and owning my mistakes, because I mean at the end of the day we're human beings, so we're flawed in more ways than one.
Exactly.
You know, so I really like that for
you.
I absolutely love that for
you. And like it's difficult because I'll give this example. It's difficult because speaking up obviously is a thing, but e.g. with my mother, right, like this is a safe space, and you know, like we're actually talking about some of these things, you know, so I'm not like, you know, opening up something that shouldn't be opened up. Yeah. But like, you know, just how our mothers and their generation may speak, for example, sometimes it may be slightly aggressive, you know. And for me, I was honestly really proud of myself when I literally said to her, I'm like, you know, Mama, sometimes you actually scare me, you know, and I don't want it to be that way. I don't feel like as my mother, I should fear you.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And also just, it would be like morning times and she'd just like, you know, be speaking a lot in the morning and just, you know, and just being able to say, Mom, can we speak about this a little bit later? You know, or can we speak about it like kindly?
Yes.
You know, like respect me, you know, and I'm gonna respect you, you know, and honestly, like, I've seen a change.
Yeah.
You know? I've definitely, like, I see her being more cautious. And I'm also having to do that. You know what I mean? Like,
absolutely love. When you tell someone you love.
Yeah.
About, like, speaking more kindly. Yes. Or communicating more kindly.
Yeah.
And they actually, you know.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah.
And, you know, start to actively do that. I love that for your relationship.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Yeah. Absolutely love that for
your relationship. I'm not even gonna lie.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. Like, I'm in the process of moving home, right?
Mm.
So something that happened just within the family that really upset me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it was not like 2 weeks ago or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I said to my mother, like, I called her and I'm like, I just want to share something that happened. And, you know, like, I want to share because usually when I'm kind of, you know, affected by certain things, I tend to isolate, right? And because I am moving, I do not want to over isolate.
Yes.
I am like I gotta make sure that, you know, I have others that can also keep me accountable. And then I shared with her, and because of the nature of what I was sharing with her, right? I will speak about it, by the way, at some point in time, because I do think it's important. Just, you know, kind of like dynamics with like sibling relationships, right? But like when I shared with her, because there have been some things I've wanted to share or have tried to share for years and I was not heard, right? So like literally about two-ish sort of weeks ago, she heard me. You know what I'm saying? Like she heard me and she literally said, I see what you mean now. You know, and she's like, even your dad, you know, is actually quite affected by what has happened as well. You know, like just, you know, family issues, right? And just that acknowledgement, just that like being heard, being seen, I was like, I cried. And I didn't know that I had been holding on to so much of that, because it's been painful, you know, when you're trying to say something
and no one's hearing you. Like,
no one's hearing you. And just for them to finally acknowledge and, you know, maybe start to understand why I am sometimes removed, you know, from my family and not so, you know. I cried because it's like, wow, you're hearing me.
Sorry, can I hug you?
We just gonna be hugging each other out in these streets, guys.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Okay, after the podcast we can
we'll do a big hug. But it's so crazy, and it genuinely does feel like a weight has been lifted
off
my shoulders. And e.g. Like smoking, you know how I mentioned that on the last episode. I'm not even like playing, but like yes, I am still like smoking. Well, more
is
vaping
the
now.
Same? Is vaping and smoking the same?
Apparently, vaping is actually more dangerous, by the way.
Ooh.
Yeah, but my thing is that I just want to ditch the cigarettes, right?
Okay, fair.
Ditch the cigarettes mm-hmm. first, and just if I need, if I feel like I, you know, want to, maybe just stick to this, to the vape. So I'm not overdoing it.
Okay.
Yeah. For me, it's just letting go of that first. Yeah. Not that I'm trying to jump onto another addiction, but just trying to do it, you know.
Yeah.
Slowly.
Oh, I actually didn't. I thought, because like when people vape, it smells nice.
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah.
It smells way better than cigarettes.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, like, I thought they were different, but like I'm definitely interested in finding out about like the dangers of vaping compared to smoking.
I also want to find out about that, you know, because now I'm just like, okay, I need to be proactive as well, like about my, you know, self-care and things like that, which is, oh, I also wanted to share, like, on this platform, we're getting more Malawi Gold Malawi Gold gummies. Yeah, over
but
here.
But is the pricing still the same?
So the pricing is... I'm not gonna lie, they are slightly expensive.
Yeah,
like retail
because,
price.
Because like we did speak about the pricing to say like the market, is it for Malawians the or like
is, the thing is, target market is not Malawi.
It's not Malawi.
It's not Malawi. But I'm like, these are really great products, you know, like the gummies, for example. Yeah. They're 34,000 kwacha actually
for five.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but when I say like, if you like. Do a half gummy situation, you will feel it. And when I say that these things bring clarity and focus, I'd be feeling like a philosopher when I've had a gummy.
Okay.
I'm not even gonna lie. And it's just like a steady situation. If it's like, oh, I want to have like a good night out, cool, then you can do one full gummy and you will feel good, you know. And like, you know, so they are 34,000 kwacha, but like the benefits, guys, I don't mind making that purchase. I thought about it, I'm like, you know what, I actually don't mind making it, because it is a high quality like product.
Yeah. I hear that.
Yeah.
I hear
so
that.
So wanted to even see if I can get like a couple of people together, you know, we can do like a sampling sort of date or whatever.
Oh, that sounds like a good plan.
Yeah, just so that once you're aware of it, right, and you know about it and all of that, I'm sure you'd be willing to spend, because yes, they are five, but you can literally like cut them in half,
them
even
in
quarter.
Half. So you have, like 10 or 15, depending on how how you cut them.
Yeah, okay. And the way the feeling that
or
you
20.
Get, yeah, the feeling you get is literally, it's 8 hours.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
I honestly wouldn't know what to do with that. Like 8 hours of clarity. No, I would not know what to do with that.
I am not I kid you not, girl. Like these things are the future.
Oh wow.
They honestly
I did try the orange oil.
The CBD
orange oil.
Yeah.
And my uncle gave it to me because he said it was quite calming.
Yeah.
The first time I tried it, I think I'd say to you, I was like, oh yeah, it really does. And then the other times I tried it, I didn't think it did anything for me, you know. So then I just I was like, okay, Basi, I'm done. I'm not. I still have it somewhere. It's probably somewhere in the house. If I didn't throw it away. Yeah, it's probably somewhere in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not very sure about like 8 hours of clarity. I'm not saying I don't want clarity, but like, listen, I live in my head a lot. And,
yeah, I get that.
I live in my head a lot.
Yeah.
And,
Can we record and can we drive and record?
Yeah, we can.
Like,
we
can I, is that okay?
Yeah, that's all right. Okay. Do you have to fetch Micah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. No problem.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah.
I think we just have to put the windows up.
Yeah, let's put the windows guys, this is what you call dedication,
Hey, you want it? Dedication.
I'm saying.
Dedication.
Yeah. Actual dedication.
Yeah.
But, I think it would be good to just take a look at all the different self-care tools that are available.
That are available, know? No, it's important.
Yeah, so...
It is important.
It is so important, yeah.
Stay caring for yourself.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
No, but I'm excited. Let's do this vision board thing soon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I actually Someone, when we recorded the last podcast, resonated with a lot of what we spoke about.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. They. I don't know why I didn't send you that feedback, but they deeply resonated with our conversation last time.
Wow.
And so I told them about the vision board thing. Yeah. Let me just follow up if they're keen on that.
Yeah.
I think it would be a nice place for them. Because I say, like, you don't necessarily have to start in January. You know, because this thing where we're like, oh, I need a fresh start in January.
Exactly.
And if on the 1st of January you don't wake up feeling like fresh, like a fresh start.
Yeah.
If you don't do it, then you think, basi, I've lost the year.
Exactly.
You know, I can't do this anymore because my plan was to start in January.
Exactly.
Because I told myself that on the 1st of February, I was going to, like, you know, give up on sugar again.
Yeah.
Give up on, start exercising heavily.
Yeah.
But on the 1st of February, I had the day before, which is the 31st, I had like really, really bad fever, you know. I suspect it was COVID. I had like a really, really bad fever. And when I woke up on the 1st of February, I woke up feeling sick. So I couldn't exercise, you know. And I felt so crappy. I'm like, I said I'd start this on the 1st.
Yeah.
That means I'm not dedicated.
Yeah.
You know, that means I'm not putting in everything that I should be putting into, you know, like caring for myself.
Yeah.
And then I said, why am I putting this much pressure on myself?
Yeah.
You know, I can start any day. Any day is literally a new beginning.
Right.
So I really want us to stop this narrative of like, if, because even when you study, you say, oh, I'm going to start studying at 8.
Yes.
And when you miss the 8 p.m. mark, then you're like, oh, it's 8:15 or 8:09. That doesn't make sense. I have to wait until 8:30 or 9. And then you're like, you know, wasting precious time.
Exactly.
So I think I really, really want the narrative of like, you can only start something on the 1st, at the beginning of the month, at the beginning of the year, to completely be eradicated. Because it makes us feel so crappy for
it
not having
really
been able to do it on say, first day.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
So even if we do the vision board by 7 or by 8, it's still fine. It's still a new day because I think it's a day that you've been given to start afresh, you know? Every day above ground is a blessing.
Amen.
So,
Amen,
yeah, that's a day that you're starting.
Yeah. No, I'm about that as well.
Yeah.
Because, something I always say is, well, like, any season can be a rebirth.
Exactly.
You know?
Ooh,
and
I like that.
Yeah. And I'm like, I mean, I do vision boards all the time, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
Even, like, mini ones, right?
Yeah.
So, like, even monthly ones.
Yeah.
Like, okay, what are my goals and things like that? Like, what do I want to achieve? Because it's so helpful, you know? So, I'm legit about that.
Yeah.
Something that, I guess this will be my last point, right?
Yeah.
But something that I am struggling with, vision boards, cool, got them.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get into them.
Yeah.
But just kind of, like, sitting down to say, what is my idea of daily success?
Yes,
you know, because, like, look at us, we're in Feb, and, you know, like, you know, certain things that haven't happened.
Yeah,
you know?
That we planned on having.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So when we're looking at, you know, our goals and just how life should be, obviously we have the bigger picture. But breaking it down into quarters and then breaking it down into, like, maybe the actual month, the actual week, and then daily.
Yeah.
You know, like, what does daily success mean?
Yeah.
For me. And I mean, I'll just touch on that. I really want my mornings to start with God.
Exactly.
And then to start with my body. You know, like, exercise. Exercise. And just like, okay, then getting Micah ready myself. Like, I want to be able to do that. Like, I want him to feel like my mama's got me. You know what I mean? Like, that bath time is like, you know, sacred.
I hear that. Oh,
and
wow.
then taking him to work and then saying, I mean, sorry, to school. And then, okay, coming to work. Okay, cool. Like, what time am I getting here? Et cetera, et cetera. Like, okay, 2 deliverables a day. After that, now my plan after that is like, okay, let me go and do spinning. Maz and Jim, I really want to start spinning. Really.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got those bikes. And then at the end of the day, maybe like do a little cooking, but then also do like fun things with Micah.
Yeah.
Just like bonding time. The other day we were doing like this folding thing. With these boxes, right? Like, I was teaching him how to do those things. And yeah. I was like, this is fun. Like, he was so into it. And I'm this is like life hacks for, you know, like kids and stuff like that.
Mm.
And that fills my mommy tank. And then at the same time, my child is also feeling, you know, like his cup
connected,
is full.
Connected, yes.
Connected.
Yes.
Mm. So like, but even though I had that rough idea of what daily success should look like, it's still not happening.
It's still not happening.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just...
But you know, it's like the little things. I'm learning that we're human and we're not machines, you know?
Yeah.
So our lives are not like automated in a sense that, okay, this machine switches off at 7. 7, it does this. 8, it does this. 9, it does this. In as much as it's important to have routine and to have, like, structure, but sometimes, you know, to just take what you can take and, and live with it without putting too much pressure on yourself, you know?
Yeah,
like
sure.
the folding boxes thing that you did, you know? That was feeling for the both of you.
Yeah.
And then to put pressure on yourself to say, every day I have to come up with an activity, you know? That makes it look like I mean an activity that fuels both of us, and it has to be as good, or he has to laugh as loud as he did the last time we did this. I think also doesn't serve you, because then when that doesn't happen, now you're in a dumper.
Exactly.
Oh, this is so cute.
Yeah, exactly.
Now you're in a dumper and you're feeling like, you know, you're not doing enough as a parent, you know, you're not feeling his cup enough as this is such a nice trick.
Yeah, I mean, this, he kind of like messed it up over there, but I've got like other content, like he did it right.
Wow. No, that's a really good trick. Yeah. I'm very bad at folding clothes.
Are you?
And I also hate packing because of how bad I am at folding clothes.
I feel that. Yeah. I really feel that.
This is like a really good trick.
It was so much fun, like, and I'm just like saying, I wanna like just keep having fun with my son.
Yes.
Honestly, like, I can't wait for like the next episode we have where we can speak about like just how the parenthood journey is going.
Yes.
Because
I hear you, girl.
Yeah. Mm. Which would lead us obviously into other
conversations.
Yes.
Yeah.
Other conversations.
Yeah.
So like, okay, I guess we'll be wrapping up.
Yeah.
Wait, we forgot to say that thing. We are mental health advocates.
Oh, okay. You can say it.
Okay, just wanted to say, like, even though we are mental health advocates, etc., like, we are also still going through it, obviously, as you have heard.
Yeah.
So this is just a disclaimer to say, you know, our aim with the podcast is to meet people in companionship.
Exactly.
To create safety.
And to say it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay to struggle.
Yeah.
It's okay to talk about these things.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's okay not to be okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not just a cliche. It's actually real life.
It is real life.
Yeah.
This has been real.
It's been real. I love it.
Thank you so much.
I can't
much.
Wait to hear how it
Same.
Came
out. I'm going to send it to you just now.
Okay, cool. Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. Mama.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Mwah.
See ya.
See you later.
Let me stop recording.